It's the What a Weird Week show for Friday, November the 10th. Sneakers, whales, and iron claws.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like,
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends. I'm Scott, and this is the What a Weird Week show. We do a top 10 countdown of weird news that happened this past week. Maybe some of these stories didn't even show up in your newscast. And now you can get caught up in all the weird stuff. If you want links or things, shownotes.page, shownotes.page.
10.
All right, let's get it going. What a Weird Week for Friday, November the 10th, season something, episode can't remember.
10.
Number 10 is the Nike lawsuit. Nike is suing New Balance and Skechers for patent infringement. This is about sneakers and technology in our sneakers. I'm not a lawyer, but my paraphrase is Nike is saying, you stole our idea, and New Balance and Skechers are saying, they're sneakers. They go on your feet. Come on, you don't have the worldwide rights to feet. I don't know, that's kind of it. You can read the article. The link is in the show notes. Quote from the article, Nike's Flyknit technology uses high-strength fibers to create lightweight uppers with targeted areas of support, stretch, and breathability. End quote. I feel like those are good qualities to have in a shoe that could possibly, if you've ever had, you know, smelly shoes going on before in your life, breathability, yes, support. Who doesn't want support? Stretch after the end of a long day and a lot of salt. Yes, you want stretch. All good qualities. Nike says whatever is happening there with the other, with their competitors, it is stolen. It is all patented technology that has been stolen. So to be continued on that front. By the way, Nike has already sued Adidas or Adidas, depending where you're at. I don't know how you pronounce it. Puma and Lululemon. They've all been sued by Nike concerning patents on Flyknit technology. Adidas and Puma have settled. Lululemon, that's a case that is still going on. It's a big old shoe showdown, you guys. A shoe down. I'm scared it's going to drive up the cost of shoes. Next, they'll be coming for our Crocs.
9.
Number 9 is the chainsaw-wielding thieves in the news. And what they're thieving, it's olive trees. It's olive trees, you guys. They're stealing olive trees. Not maybe what you thought first off when you're hearing chainsaw-wielding thieves or whatever. Maybe that's exactly where you went to. I was surprised. I was clickbaited a little by that headline. The price of olive oil is getting high enough that thieves are thieving that stuff, sometimes with chainsaws, chopping off branches, or sometimes just chopping down entire olive trees, which is not a sustainable business model. Why is the price of olive oil so high? It's all the things you imagine. You know the answer already. Bad crops, climate change, mercury in retrograde. That one, maybe citation needed. We might have to switch to bacon grease instead of olive oil for our delicious salad dressings until this gets solved. Here's a quote from the story. In Greece, a 1 liter bottle of extra virgin olive oil jumped from $8 or $9 last year to $15 this year. That's a lot of money. You're listening to the What a Weird Week show, catching up on the weird news of the week.
8.
Number 8 in our top 10 countdown is two amazing cooking records in the news. There's a couple of world records that have been broken this past week. They involve cooking and or baking. The longest cooking marathon, where a chef from Ireland cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked, like cooked, 119 hours and 57 minutes of nonstop cooking, you guys. That's impressive. If you're at this restaurant ordering food from a chef who's a couple hours into the world record, you're going to get a quality dish. 119, almost 120 hours into the record, I don't know if your eggs are going to be exactly how you wanted them. I'm just saying, wouldn't you be so tired? You'd be like, I'm not putting up with any guff. They're having their eggs scrambled. Anyway, this Alan Fisher of Ireland set that record, almost 120 hours of nonstop cooking, and then turns around and does baking for 47 hours and 21 minutes. Another record. Obviously, Alan can stand the heat and stay in the kitchen. Hey?
Seven.
Number seven is the UFO that was a UFO. A bunch of people reported seeing UFOs in San Diego. It turns out it was U.S. Navy skydivers. The U.S. Navy leapfrogs were skydiving into the San Diego Wave football club game into the Snapdragon Stadium on Sunday. A lot of people saw this, and they weren't at the game. They didn't realize, they didn't see the social media post from the United States Navy leapfrog team saying, "That's us." So the football club, the soccer team, the U.S. Navy, they were behind the UFO sightings. I like it sometimes when we figure out what they are. I say I like a good mystery, but I feel like even more so, I like a good solution. You know what I mean? I like a bad mystery when they're easily solved. This one was a bad mystery, and I am grateful. For photos and videos, stuff like that, you can click shownotes.page. This is What a Weird Week.
Six.
Number six is men charged in golden toilet heist that might be an insult to America. The headline from the Associated Press is four men charged in theft of golden toilet. The story out of London, four men were charged on Monday after an 18-carat gold toilet was stolen from the English country mansion where Winston Churchill was born. The golden toilet is valued at close to $6 million. It was art. An Italian artist made this golden toilet, and he called the exhibit America. So I don't think that's nice. I don't think it was meant to be nice, like a tribute to our American friends. Why would you make a golden toilet and call it America? Maybe it's some kind of honor, like high praise, like even the toilets are paved with gold in America. My first instinct is that golden toilet labeled America art exhibit from this Italian artist. I'm thinking to myself, that's not nice. Not meant to be a compliment. Why do we have to do this, right? Like, why are we making golden toilets at each other? Can't we just get along? You want to see what the golden toilet looks like? We do have a link in the show notes, but just imagine a toilet. And now imagine that toilet is made of 18-karat gold. Boom. You got it.
Five.
The whales have sunk another boat. It's a phenomenon, you guys. This time it was a Polish yacht off the coast of Morocco that got sunk. Killer whales in the Strait of Gibraltar. They just went to town, smashing into this yacht for 45 minutes. Major damage. The boat sank. The crew is safe, not harmed. We talked about this phenomenon before. They ram boats. They bite rudders. They have sunk boats before. It seems like it's been happening more often. The question isn't, according to the researchers, and we link back to the other episode where we talked about this, kind of did a deep dive. Sorry, no pun there, but a deep dive on the whale story. The experts say it's not a question of are they doing it on purpose. They are clearly doing it on purpose. It's more of a why are they doing it question. Do they know what they're doing? Is it cold-blooded attempted murder? And should we lock the whales up in whale jail? Those are some of the questions the experts are investigating. A lot of people think the whales are just getting even for all the nets and the ships bumping into them and that sort of thing. The experts say probably not the situation. Something else is going on with the whales. But you just can't beat a good whale vengeance story, right? You just can't. Hey, you guys, thank you for being here. This is the What a Weird Week show.
Four.
Number four in our top 10 countdown of weird news. From Global News, oh, it's a creepy headline, you guys. Human skull found amid Halloween decor in Florida thrift store. How would you even know? Let's say you're in the thrift shop. You're in the store looking around. Maybe you're going to have some kind of creepy Halloween shindig. And you're just looking for some creepy fun stuff for your creepy fun. for your creeptacular. And then you see this skull and you're like, this is pretty good. How much is this? Would you even know it was real? Well, it turned out the person in the store happened to be an anthropologist. And they were like, pretty sure this is human. They reported it to the authorities. It was human. They don't believe the case is suspicious, according to authorities, but to be continued.
Three.
Our number three story this week. I don't know if it's controversial. I put it here because I think it's weird. I just find cheese competitions. How can you even decide amongst the cheeses? But the best cheese in the world is some kind of semi-solid blue cheese. A blue cheese from Norway took the top spot, best in show, whatever they call it, at the World Cheese Awards. So the best cheese in the world comes from Norway. Blue cheese. Here's the top 10 list. I don't know. Being from Canada, I was hoping for maybe some sort of representation at the World Cheese Awards. I got my cheese pride, you guys. I've got my cheese pride. But no. Top 10. Number 10 was from Italy. Number 9, Netherlands. Number 8 also. Germany had number 7, Austria number 6, Switzerland, India, Switzerland again at number 3, and then a cheese from Belgium and Norway at the number 1 spot with that blue cheese. Stinky. What a Weird Week show. We're getting close to the weirdest story of the week.
Two.
Our number two story this week, the headline from Fox 13 is NYC Green Slime Puzzles New Yorkers. So in New York, this green slime started oozing onto the street up through the sewer. And wow, look at that gutter. It's full of green slime. What the heck? It was very, very vibrant. Green slime. If you were to picture green slime, you don't even have to go to the show notes and click the thing. Picture green slime. There. I guarantee you've got it in your head. I'm confident that you're picturing what this is. The vibrancy, the consistency, the slimy goodness that is the green New York City street slime. Well, it turns out, so this went viral. It got reported and showing up in people's feeds. Some people were like, what even is this? Some people just walked by, you know, New York City, whatever, green slime, I gotta get somewhere. It turns out when they're doing work, I didn't know this, this is not how they do it in my city, but when they're doing work in the sewer, trying to detect leaks, they put this vibrant green dye in the water and that's what was bubbling up. So, mystery solved. Did I mention I love an easy mystery? I love it when a mystery is solved. What a great day. Last week recap. This is where we recap last week. It's right in the title. So the top 10 last week, this episode is still online. If you want to check it out, you can see shownotes.page. Number 10 last week was the heroic world record where a bunch of people did a shot of booze off a ski. The loudest cat purr was number 9. Number 8 was glass dancing world record. 7. A man posed as a mannequin in a shop window to steal jewelry after hours. Number 6, bears try to steal minivan. 5 was possible Spider-Man world record. Number 4 was earmuffs for the kids. That wasn't the story, but kids, put on your earmuffs. Charity shop thrift store in the UK had to post on their social media, please stop sending us happy fun toys for grown-ups. Number 3 from the Guinness World Records, folks. Cup of smelly instant noodles sets record in China. Number 2 last week was that pig named Kevin Bacon who made a brave escape and returned home all hopped up on stuff. And our number 1 story last week, the day after Halloween, Mariah Carey announced it was Christmas and she is being sued again for that song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. For more on those stories, click shownotes.page. A weird archaeological find is the number 1 story next. Welcome back to the What a Weird Week show. We do a top 10 countdown of weird news every Friday, and we are at the number one weird story. Number one is an archaeological find that surprised the researchers, a 400-year-old skeleton with an iron hand who was uncovered in Germany. They did some tests. They believed the skeleton belonged to a man between 30 and 50 years old who died maybe the mid-1400s, maybe as late as the 1600s. A long time ago, to have an iron hand, and the researchers were quite impressed with the iron hand. The researchers were impressed with the, I'm going to paraphrase it and say, medical ingenuity. Also, I learned that, I don't know my history, you guys, this is not a first. Old Iron Hand, a German knight from the early 1500s, lost his right hand at the wrist, famously had it replaced with an iron hand. It was a cannon sword accident. That's not very lucky. I mean, it wasn't a cannon accident. It wasn't a sword accident. It was a cannon sword accident for old Iron Hand. The cannon misfired. The sword flies, cuts off the hand. Iron Hand. He got an iron hand. This has been a lot of Iron Hand talk. Let's stop there. I will say it's our first ever number one involving an iron hand. Thank you for being here for the What a Weird Week show. We'll be back with more weird news next Friday. If you want show notes or the script to today's episode, all of the stuff, go shownotes.page, shownotes.page. Thanks to you folks tuning in on the stream. Every weekend, we're part of the programming for Funhouse Radio. You can ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio, or we put a button at shownotes.page. You click there, find out more.